My name is Lena. I'm the supervisor of this call. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi. I got charges on my card that I did not authorize. The customer service representative that I was speaking to said that it was for a 7-day trial, and if you didn't get, you know, once you receive it, it's a 7-day trial, and if we don't cancel it, then you know, you get charged. But I never received anything to even start a trial. So, and I asked her to just cancel and refund it, and she said she couldn't. So I'm asking to see if you can do that, because I don't even recall, you know, authorizing this purchase. I don't even know what it is, and I haven't received anything. So I need you to refund all the charges.
Okay, can I please have your first and last name, and can you please verify your address for me?
Judy Logan, 5796 Southampton Drive, Bethel Park, PA 15102.
Okay, I see that you ordered our keto gummies. After the trial is up, you do get billed the full amount for the trial bottle unless you call in to cancel. What I can do for you is offer you a 35% refund on that $109, but I wouldn't be able to refund shipping and handling on the other items.
Well, no, you know, like I said, I don't recall authorizing this. I don't know how it would even get charged. I don't even know what it is. so I need it refunded. And like I said, if anything was sent, I never received anything. So I don't even know how a trial would start if you haven't received anything.
I do apologize for that. I can issue you a full refund on the $109.94, but I wouldn't be able to issue the refund on the shipping and handling because in our systems it says it's been shipped out on the 18th of this month.
How are you charging me shipping and handling when I haven't received anything? Why should I pay for something I did not receive? Just cancel
okay,
the
ma'am,
whole thing.
I can. The account's already been, well, the account's not canceled. I can cancel the account. Well, let me check the order for you. It does take 3 to 5 business days for it to be shipped out. It's still in transit. But what I can do is issue you a refund on the $109.94.
I need a refund on the entire thing, please.
Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't be able to refund shipping and handling. It's still in transit. It's still on its way to you.
You said 3 to 7 days, you said? 3 to 5 days? From the 18th? And what's today?
The 24th. But it's still in transit. You want the tracking number?
I'm driving. I can't write anything down.
But I can issue a refund on the $109.94 because you haven't received it yet. But the packages are in transit right now.
So what are you charging me? You're charging me for something that I don't have. And you say it's in transit, but I don't know what it is.
It's keto gummies.
Because I didn't authorize anything. What are you charging me?
It's keto gummies.
No, I mean the amount.
Oh, the shipping and handling for both bottles, one is $6.97 and the other one's $5.97.
And you can't refund that?
No, ma'am, because
you know,
it's
like
already
I said,
been shipped out. I can refund you the $109.94.
Go ahead and refund the $109.94 because like I said, I didn't authorize this.
That refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account. Your account will be closed effective immediately.
Yes, please.
Would you like the cancellation confirmation number?
Like I said, I'm driving.
Okay,
is there any
you
way
should
that
get
you
an
can
email.
Send it?
You should receive an email after this call. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.